But to talk about all things NHL, we have David Amber from Sportsnet joining us. David, how are you today, my friend? Good day, David. How are you today? Sorry, I think we had you down on the pot there, but welcome here from Sportsnet.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. Well, yeah. We're doing really well. Now, let's just touch on the Canucks a little bit. They had a tough game last night in Anaheim, but they've been pretty good on the season so far, at least better than expected. Are the Canucks the type of team you expected them to be so far this season?
You know what? They've shown great improvement. I think it's been one of the pleasant surprises so far in this young season. Travis Green has the guys playing with a little more urgency, a little more desperation. And you know what? If you're a Canucks fan, to me, it's all about the development and how quickly are these young guys going to develop and do they have the potential to be top six forwards and difference makers, game breakers. And we're seeing from Besser, Horvat, Berchi that, yeah, there is a lot of potential there. And I think that's what you want to see. Do you have the building blocks? Do you have the foundation moving forward? If I'm a Canucks fan, you're seeing some really positive signs from your good young players. They're taking on a greater role than they have in the past. And I think these are all positive signs. So they've been a good story, you know, in this young season thus far.
Around the National Hockey League, I think there's one really big story that keeps basically scoring every single time he steps on the ice, and that is Nikita Kucherov. He's now up to 16 goals in 17 games, absolutely lighting this league on fire. We don't expect him to score 80 goals this season, but is it out of the realm of possibility that he might get 70?
You never say never. God, 70 seems like such a huge number. The last guy to make 60, I believe, was Stamkos about 6-7 years ago. God, 70 goal season. I mean, I remember as a kid seeing Brett Hull and, you know, obviously Gretzky doing his thing, and Lemieux always was a threat to have that kind of season. But in this day and age, with how good the goaltenders are and how hard it is sometimes to just get 50 goals, I mean, last year, Crosby had 44 to lead the league.
Right.
It's incredible what we're seeing. And Stamkos has never been known as a playmaker at all. And the fact that he's been able to find Kucherov, he's assisted on a number of Kucherov's goals. Granted, quite a few have come on the power play. It's been great to see. He's been electric. The release is so sensational. And what's funny is he's kind of, Kucherov I'm talking about now, is kind of a guy no one talked about. Last year, you know, everyone, Matthews had 40 goals and, you know, Crosby won the Rocket with 44. And Kucherov had 40 goals as well. And it was a quiet 40, maybe because, you know, Tampa missed the playoffs and Stamkos was hurt and it was a little bit buried in the storylines. But this is a natural goal scorer with an incredible release. He's a nightmare. And yesterday wasn't even him scoring, you know, on a typical one-timer, you know, from the hash marks. He made a beautiful move and went five-hole on a deke. So he's got a lot of different moves in his repertoire. 70 might be out of the question, but I do think there's a distinct possibility we will see another 60-goal scorer, and it'll probably be Kucherov this year.
David, I don't know if you watch a lot of Stranger Things on Netflix, but the Tampa Bay Lightning basically are Demogorgons. They're just running loose and creating a lot of havoc around the league. But I want to ask you about the Calgary Flames and Johnny Hockey. Is Johnny Gaudreau gaining the respect and attention that perhaps he really deserves?
Yeah, I mean, I think he was already pretty respected. You know, a few years ago, he finished in the top 10 in points, and he certainly was an electric player and sort of the up-and-coming emerging star along with Monahan in Calgary. Mm-hmm. And I think this is just solidifying that reputation. Last year, he got off to the horrible start. And remember, he signed that deal, and it was a little bit of a holdout at the start of camp. I think he got off to the slow start based on all those extraneous factors. And I think this year, his focus has been there from day one. You know, he has great chemistry with Monahan, and now Ferland's been a great addition to that line as well. And I think he's coming into his own, and he's got all the electric sort of requisite talents you'd want a young player to have in the league. And he's now showcasing them night in, night out. It's really about consistency when it comes to the good young players in the league. And I think he's finding a way to be more consistent night in, night out. And we're seeing the results. So I think, yeah, he's a threat. He's a guy you game plan against when you're playing the Calgary Flames. And he's a guy on any given night can be the difference maker. So it's great for Flames fans. And he's been really fun to watch so far this year.
Yeah, he assisted on Jaromir Jagr's first goal as a Calgary Flame. 21 years separates them in age. It's just astounding. Two-plus decades. Staying in the West, St. Louis, they're 13-3-1 on the year, despite the fact they had to, you know, deal with a lot of injuries early on this season. Are you stunned by how successful the Blues have been all year long?
Yes, and I think you hit it on the head. I mean, when I saw the beginning of the year, Bollmeister's out, Fabry's gone for the year, Berglund was hurt. They had a laundry list of significant injuries, right. And I thought, oh, this team's going to be in trouble. And two things. I mean, one, Jake Allen has been a total rock, and there was a time last year when he struggled. He was quite good in the postseason, but he had struggled quite badly in the middle of last season. But he seems to have found his game and found his confidence. And two, I mean, gosh, they've got Tarasenko and Jaden Schwartz. You have this great 1-2 punch. You have a fantastic blue line, which allows guys like Tarasenko and Schwartz to jump in and really be more offensive-minded when they play, and they don't have to worry about making a mistake and a neutral zone turnover or having two or three guys deep at times in the opposition zone, because you know you've got Pietrangelo and Parayko, and then you know you have Jake Allen as the last line of defense. I think it's enabling them to do more things and be more creative offensively. I'm surprised, though. I really pick St. Louis as a team that could be in decline based on all those injuries at the start of the season. And, you know, I've been proven wrong. And when I talk to Colby Armstrong and Doug McLean and the guys on panel, and they say, yeah, this team's for real. They look right now like the best team in the West.
I do want to touch on the Winnipeg Jets here a little bit. We're talking to David Amber, studio host with Hockey Night in Canada here on Sportsnet 650. The Jets are now 8-3-3 on the season. They're playing a lot better after that slow start. They're getting good goaltending now. But where do you think they are system-wise? Because we're still hearing a lot of Jets fans say they're not happy with how Paul Maurice has his team playing.
Well, to me, the number one thing they had to clean up was discipline. I mean, when you talked about the system, specifically their PK, the biggest problem I had with their PK is they were on the PK way too much.
Right.
No team was penalized more than them the last few years. And it's not just the amount of penalties, but the time of the penalties. I mean, you know, if you're up 5-1 and you take a penalty, a coach can generally live with that. When it's a 2-1 game with 6 minutes left and you're taking a stupid penalty 200 feet from your own net, that's unacceptable. And there was too many of those types of moments in the last 2-3 years with this team. The systems per se, I think they have so many offensively gifted players both up front and on the blue line that even if the systems aren't in perfect stead, I mean, I think they have enough players who can make up for those mistakes. I really like the Jets. I think they have all these great individual parts, and now when you get the sum of them together, it's been really impressive thus far. So I picked them as a team to make some noise, kind of like Ottawa did last year. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, where I look at Ottawa and I say, they got all these great individual parts. If they could just come together, they'll be fantastic. And I think that's what we're seeing with Winnipeg right now. Scheifele, Wheeler, Laine, I mean, you're talking about three of the most dynamic, explosive forwards you can have in the game. And then Ehlers, he might be my favorite young player in the game. He is so much fun to watch, so creative, so smart. And they've done all this, and Buffalo hasn't even scored yet.
Right.
So that's impressive. I really like this Jets team. And, bottom line is they're finally getting the goaltending they didn't get last year from Connor Hellebuck, and it's really made the difference.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Blake Wheeler as well. I mean, he's been one of the best two-way wingers, and he also scores, and he play makes. I mean, the guy's a complete player, and the size he has, of course, and his speed. I mean, the guy is a complete player, and we don't talk about him enough. But I do want to ask about the Sens and Avalanche. They are playing in Stockholm, Sweden right now for the Global Series. The game is tied at 1 in the first period. But how do you think Matt Duchene is going to fit in with that Sens team?
I think he's going to fit in well. I think, one, he's motivated. Secondly, he has great speed. And you look at some of the guys he could play with. I mean, Hoffman has one of the best releases in the game. Mark Stone's a big body, a great stick, gets to the net very well. Look at the dynamic players he can play with. And a guy like Carlson, who can create on his own and get the puck up the ice quickly. I just think there's too many good weapons there for him. It's not maybe as physical, grinded out kind of game that you're going to see in the Western Conference, and I think that will play to Matt Duchene's skills. I mean, he is a fast, creative player, and I see him, and he's right in the prime of his career. I do see this as a good fit for him, and I expect him to be a real difference maker. And I just don't see how there would be a negative aspect for him, because he's upgraded his teammates and he's into a situation where he says he's dying to play some playoff hockey. Well, now he's got that opportunity to be on a team where the expectation isn't just to make the playoffs, but to make some noise during the playoffs. So I think it's going to suit him just fine.
Hey, David, before we let you go, obviously tomorrow is going to be a very special edition of Hockey Night in Canada, being that it is November 11th. Can you talk to us a little bit about any special presentations your team might have planned?
To be honest with you, that's a good question. Really, on Friday, a little bit later in the day today, is when we'll get sort of a debrief into exactly what the show is going to look like. Mm-hmm. But I know with Ron and Don, that's always a huge part of Remembrance Day weekend. And the bottom line is it's also the Hall of Fame weekend where mm-hmm. the inductees get brought out. And, you know, we basically have a chance to sort of celebrate and honor their great career. So it's a dual-fold important weekend. So it's always a must-watch, Hockey Night in Canada. We have a great slew of games tomorrow. We have the Habs are playing, the Leafs are playing, the Canucks are playing, as well as the Jets. So wall-to-wall coverage, it's going to be a big night and worth watching. And right now there's a lot of excitement surrounding the Canadian team, so we're really happy to be a part of that.
Hey, great stuff, David. We'll be watching for sure tomorrow. Appreciate you giving us some time here on the Playbook on Sportsnet 650. I'll make sure to watch you on Hockey Night in Canada tomorrow.
Hey, I really appreciate it, guys. Anytime.